And before we begin anything, I want us all personally to find our own way, to ask permission for our group to be here, for our energy to be in unity with this space that is welcoming us so openly. So the permission is from the keepers of the land, from the ancestors of the land, from the energies that are here. And we honor them as they honor us, as in their multitudes they're surrounding us, they're embracing us in energy and in the elements of the nature around us, in the monuments, in the rocks, in the plants, in the stones, in the wind, and in the connection between us, between their breath and our breath, we find unity, we find honoring, we feel the compassion, we feel the benevolence, and we feel the magnificence of this space. We feel the magnificence that we are, that is reflected within us. Although this place is long ago, eons ago, have been an ocean, it is truly an ocean of energies, of multidimensional energies that we are literally bathing in when we are here. Take a deep breath and allow that breath to connect you deeper and deeper to this space, feeling the earth, feeling the elements of nature, and through your heart, slowly opening more. Your heart, your breathing, is what connects this entire journey and all of us together with this land. This is indeed a land of healing, a land of compassion that can speak to us in every day in many ways, to each of us individually, in different ways. The more we are open to it, the more we listen, the more we are attentive, the more we will see, feel, hear, sense, smell the gifts it has for us. Take another deep breath. And feel also the strong buildup of coherence between us as we first meet, between each one of us. And as we connect more with the land, we're welcoming the Kryon entourage that is pouring into this space, and for the first message from Kryon.
So deep gratitude to Ilan for inviting us to connect with the ancestors, because I would like to honour the traditional ancestors on this land, because they are still here. I would like to honour the ancestors of the ancestors, for they were the Pleiadians, and they too are still here. And both the ancestors, ancient and Pleiadian, had direct communication with Gaia. And we have come here on this journey together. We are travelling and creating our own songline, a songline of experiences that we will carry with us for the rest of our life. And so we want to acknowledge that we are also our own ancestors returning to this place in celebration, The grids here of Gaia are pure. There is pure Gaia energy flowing. And so again, we give thanks and gratitude.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There have been those who would ask in channel, Kryon, do you know where we are, what we're doing? It's a funny question. Dear ones, I am so aware of the hearts here. I'm aware of what you think. I'm aware of those challenges that you might bring to this very place. Because I am connected to the great central sun, the source of all, in the same way that the indigenous of this area were connected. In the same way that they could look upon the land and know what was coming. In so many signals given to them. And that is because there is a oneness here, practiced for centuries, that I would like to discuss with you in these brief moments. Monument Valley is where we are. As the sun goes down, as the temperatures go with it. This is the first of several channels in this place. We've been here before. And we return for the same reasons that there was such a blessing before in so many ways. There aren't that many of you, not really. And we're going to be together for some days. And what I want to ask of you is this. Do you feel that land that is pristine like this might have something for you besides that which you see with your eyes? And if you do, how does that work? Getting esoteric with each of you, the question is real. Does the land speak to you? Now, if you ask those whose ancestors preceded them in the very place you're standing and sitting, they would smile. Because they would stand in their quietness and the land would speak to them. Because the land represents their ancestors. In the wind, in the dirt, in the directions of the compass. With the monuments, the rocks, the dirt, the animals. The oneness with these things are part of the ancestry that they would smile at and say, you have no idea where you are. This continues to this day. For this land has remained pristine. Very, very few negative things have taken place in these acres that you look, in the places that you're going to visit, in the stillness that you will feel at your cellular level. And in that, we're going to ask you, as you begin this journey, does the land have anything to tell you? We have given many channels and many directions and many places that told you that the human being has free choice. And you can stand up and you can say, there is nothing here for me, or I'm really not interested. And the land can yell at you and you'll hear nothing. And the reason is because you are honored with your choice to receive or not to receive. Full honor, no judgment. And it goes the other way. What I want to tell you is this. If the land had anything to say to you at this moment, at this instant, as you sit here with the temperature dropping, it would say, welcome. And it would say, we've expected you and we have messages for you. And for a few of you, we've got epiphanies. And for the rest even, there's healings. Because when you become one with the land, you become one with history and the ancestors and all that has gone before. And you open yourselves up to wisdom. And when wisdom pours into a human being, no matter how old or young you are, you leave differently. You own part of the valley because it goes with you and you remember it because that's where you learned what you learned. You're in the right place, dear ones, at the right time. And right now the valley is saying, be prepared for great things. If you want to say there's compassion for your soul, it's true. Because the earth in general, the sentient being that is the earth, and all the grids upon it are here for you. There is love here and compassion here for the souls, no matter where you're from. No matter how pure your blood is or not, the ancestors are here. Non-judgment. To say, let this begin in a way that is better than you thought, more sacred than you thought, and let it end in epiphanies you didn't expect. Some of you will find yourself openly weeping for no reason at all, except for the beauty of the land and what you feel in your heart as it greets you as you walk upon it. That's where you are. And there are few places on this earth where you can get that. They're not all the same, dear ones. The grids align here. The beauty aligns here. The ancestors align here. It is so ready for you to march literally into the dirt and check it out. And that's what we're doing for the next few days. You couldn't be in a better place in your life than right here, right now, with those that you're with. Couldn't be better. Invitation is this. For a few days, drop the rest of the world. Don't let the things you came with stay with you that irritate you. Don't worry about the things at home. Just for a few days. And in that, it's an invitation for the oneness of all that's here, including the majesty of the ancestral energy to fill you and start talking. Talking in ways that you'll feel, not hear, that you'll understand through intuition. Listen to your guide. For she has a great deal to say through her ancestors and her voice. We'll be back. And so it is.